something that you can do this week to be salt and light in the world is the month of February. For the food pantry, we need canned milk and saltine crackers. And put that on your grocery list. And you can use like evaporated milk, or if you want to get some powdered milk, that's fine, but do that. And saltine crackers, they're not hard to, because you need to have a little saltiness in the world today. If you are able to stand, I invite you to stand for the reading of the gospel lesson from Matthew's gospel, the 5th chapter, beginning with the 13th verse through the 20th verse. It says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives the light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law of the prophets," he says, "but I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does not teach them will be called, who does teach them will be called great in the kingdom. For I tell you this, unless righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. You may be seated.